UN Human Rights Chief Louise Arbour criticizes what she calls a lack of accountability for violations of international human rights and humanitarian law by both the Palestinians and Israelis. She says she told Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas that firing Qassam missiles into Israel is a breach of international humanitarian law, and the Palestinian Authority had to bring those responsible to justice.
I stress that as long as the rockets continue to hit its territory, Israel has the right and indeed the duty to defend its population and to ensure the protection of its citizens and of all those who are within its jurisdiction, control, or power. However, this must be done in accordance with international human rights and humanitarian law.
Arbour says she urged Israeli authorities to mount credible investigations into situations where lethal force has been employed, such as the Beit Hanun killings in the Gaza Strip, where 18 civilians were killed by Israeli artillery. She says this would be central to break the culture of impunity and to solidify the rule of law. She says the human rights situation in the occupied Palestinian territory is worsening. She says Israel's system of checkpoints and roadblocks seriously curtails the Palestinians' right to freedom of movement. She says the human rights situation in the occupied Palestinian territory is worsening. She says Israel's system of checkpoints and roadblocks seriously curtails the Palestinians' right to freedom of movement. She notes civilians are also badly affected by the fiscal crisis caused by policies imposed by Israel and the international community on the Palestinian Authority.
This has exacerbated the already pervasive conditions of deprivation that Palestinians endure, with virtually every right being affected, adding to the climate of fear and humiliation widely experienced by the Palestinian population. Overall, I was struck throughout my visit by the sense of vulnerability and abandonment that was expressed to me by virtually all the civilians that I met, both in Israel and in the OPT.
Since its inauguration in June, the UN Human Rights Council has had two special sessions on Gaza. In a statement, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is telling the Council that it is time to focus less on the situation in the Palestinian territories and more on Sudan's conflict-ridden province of Darfur. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。